First, Barmjeet Kaur Saini was the only woman killed in Sunday's shooting at the Sikh Temple of Wisconsin. She was born on April 25th, 1971, and she is survived by her two sons. She was a weekly presence at the temple, as her faith stemmed deep in the Sikh religion. She came to pray and serve every Sunday and Thursday. She was a very selfless woman, always putting her husband and sons first beyond anything else. After arriving in the United States in 2004, she recently returned to India to visit the Golden Temple with her sons for the very first time. She valued education greatly. She wanted to ensure her sons made use of the opportunity of education in this country. Suveg Singh Khatra was born on July 6, 1928 in Patiala, Punjab, India. Suveg made his living by farming and decided to emigrate to the United States in 2004 and his wife to live with his sons and daughter-in-law. Suveg was a strong and devout man. He will be remembered by those around him for his punctuality in everything that he did, and he is survived by his five children and his seven grandchildren. Suveg Singh held a key role at the Sikh Temple of Wisconsin. Suveg Singh, who lived with his family, was known to come to the temple early in the morning and stay through the evening. He was really happy. He was always happy. Next, two brothers. The first, Sita Singh, was born on November 15th, 1970. He was the younger brother of Ranjit Singh. He was known as a tough and dedicated man who was very easy to talk to. He is survived by his wife and his four children. Priest Sita Singh moved here from New York approximately 6 months ago to serve the Sikh Temple of Wisconsin while another priest was gone. Sita Singh was dedicated to all duties of the temple, such as cutting the grass on the property, trimming the bushes. He led morning services every day around 5 a.m. His brother, Ranjit Singh, was from the same village, and he moved to New Delhi after completing his education and moved to the United States in 1997. He was an active member of his community and committed himself to volunteer work and played tabla, Indian drums, during religious ceremonies. He is survived by his wife and children who currently reside in India. He worked different jobs on weekdays, sending whatever money he could gather to his wife and son, hoping to secure a more stable future for his family. Prakash Singh was born on November 1st, 1972, and was from New Delhi, India. He was known by his friends and family for being a very caring and hardworking man. He immigrated to the United States in 2005, and he is survived by his wife and two children. He reunited with his family just 45 days ago after 7 years. A priest at the Sikh Temple of Wisconsin for about 6 years, Prakash Singh had gone to India in June, returning with his wife, his 11-year-old son, and his 12-year-old daughter. He had been staying in the living quarters at the temple, and after reuniting with his family, Prakash Singh had just found a new apartment and was ready to share his life with his children and wife. Satwant Singh Kaleka died defending the temple he built, attempting to fend off a gunman who attacked worshippers on Sunday. He was born on June 2nd, 1947, in Kaleki Dugal, Punjab, India. Kaleka came to the United States in 1982 with only $100 in his pocket, but he worked tirelessly to give back to others, to build a solid foundation and a future for his family, as well as build a vibrant Sikh community in the south of the city. Kaleka leaves behind his wife, two sons, three grandchildren. What heroes they all were in every single way.